This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Realtor's Dream by Standing Stones. Chapter 01. I am a realtor who specializes in high-priced homes. Our office got a call on a house we have been trying to sell for almost 6 months. My boss gave me the name of the interested party and told me to get right on it. I normally try and investigate the buyer so I don't waste my time trying to sell a home to someone who can't afford it. I didn't need to investigate this person. I knew the name. The man was one of the dot-com millionaires you read about in the news. This guy was loaded. I called his office and set up an appointment to show the house. I was waiting around 6:30 p.m. one evening when the doorbell rang to the house. I made sure the owners were long gone. When I opened the door, there stood Robert. He was more handsome than his photos. He had to be in his late 20s, tall with brown hair. He was handsome enough, that was for sure. I invited him in, and we took a tour of the house. We only looked at a few rooms when he asked if we could go back to the kitchen. I thought I had lost the sale and he wasn't interested. "What else is involved with the house?" he asked me. I started to spout off all the extras that came with the home. He stopped me short. "I mean, what will it take from you to make the sale?" Hell, I would have given him a blow job if I could have sold this $7 million home. He must have read my mind. Robert's hand went to his zipper, and he pulled it down. He reached in and pulled out his cock. Well, that was the first time that ever happened to me. We just stared at each other for a long moment, then I kicked off my shoes. I walked over and knelt down before Robert. I took hold of his long cock and I brought it to my lips. I opened my mouth and Robert slid his cock into me. I damn near gagged on that monster he had. Robert didn't waste any time. He placed his hand on the back of my head and he began to face fuck me. I was gagging as he slid deep down my throat. What could I say? I wanted to taste that big rod he had in his pants. Robert's sacks were hitting my chin as I kept my mouth open and he forced his rod down. Thankfully, he pulled away after a few minutes. Robert pulled me up to my feet and he moved me over to the kitchen counter. He boosted me up and pushed my skirt back. I was shocked when Robert took hold of my nylons and panties and ripped them away. He had a wild look on his face. I have to tell you, I was dripping wet right then. Robert took hold of his pecker and brought it to my pussy lips. I watched as he moved his hips forward and entered me. God, he felt enormous. I wasn't used to an 8-inch cock sliding into me. Robert didn't waste a second. He began to pound my pussy as hard as he could. You could hear the skin meeting skin as he took me there on the counter. I had to fight back, screaming my head off. It had been a while since my last lover and I felt tight as Robert pushed all the way into me. "Put your arms around my neck," he told me. I did as he said and Robert lifted me up from the counter. Robert stood and drove his cock deep into my belly as we stood on the kitchen floor. I just held on for dear life as he gave me a fucking I wouldn't soon forget. I guess we maybe did it for 15 minutes or so. My pussy was going into convulsions being stretched like that. Robert dropped me onto his cock one last time and then he erupted. I felt his warm seed go squirting deep into my belly. I do remember my body was shaking like crazy as he thrust into my pussy. We did it for a few more minutes when Robert lowered me down to the floor. I thought I might fall, my legs were shaking so badly. After he pulled out his spent dick, cum came dripping out of me. There was a pool of it that hit the floor. I told him I better go and clean up. When I got back from the bathroom, Robert was fully dressed once more. I cleaned up the spunk that was still on the floor. "Will the owners take 6-5? He asked me. Just like that, he made an offer that I knew the owners would accept. I told Robert the first we need to check with them and then get back to him. We walked out of the house and to our cars. "Will you be available for dinner some night this week?" he asked. I wondered what a young guy like him wanted with a 44-year-old real estate agent. What could I say? I told him that it would be great to have dinner with him. Like that, Robert drove off. I got into my car and had to compose myself. I drove back to my house and got a shower and changed my clothes. I drove back to the office and told my boss it looked like we had a sale. He was happy as a clam and told me to take the rest of the day off. I went back home and got out of my clothes. I got onto the bed and reached over for my vibrator. I couldn't believe I was still horny after that fucking I took. I worked my vibrator all over my clitoris and I came a few more times. A couple days passed and I heard from Robert. He invited me over that evening. I went home from work and cleaned up. I drove over to the address he gave me. It wasn't quite the home he was going to purchase. It was a small suburban home you wouldn't think anything of. I rang the bell and Robert opened the door. He had a bathrobe on. He asked me if I was hungry. I was hungry for just one thing. I told him no. Robert smiled and he led me to his bedroom. The bed had to be twice the size of a normal king-size bed. Robert told me to get comfortable. I stripped out of my clothes and got onto the bed. Robert dropped his bathrobe to the floor and joined me. Robert didn't waste a second. He went down on me and used his tongue to lap up and down my folds. I felt like some old whore who needed cock. He slipped his tongue inside my folds and flicked his tongue all over. All I could think of was I needed that cock between his legs. He didn't disappoint me. Robert pulled away and used some tissues to clean his face. He took hold of my ankles and pushed my legs back to my chest. I looked down at his raging hard-on. I soon felt Robert pushing past my folds. I just started to scream. I didn't have to hold back there in Robert's bed. Robert stretched his legs out and he took me hard. There wasn't any build-up. I was feeling his big ball sacks hitting against my ass. If I could have, I would have pinched myself. Here was a young, handsome millionaire fucking the hell out of me. Robert used his cock and circled around in my pussy, stretching me wider. Robert also stopped and let me feel how big he was. I could feel his dick flexing inside me. I started to orgasm. My pussy was gripping his rod as Robert pushed deep in my belly. It felt like he was hitting bottom with his cock strokes. I am betting we fucked for well over an hour. My pussy was getting sore, but I couldn't ask Robert to stop. Thankfully, Robert grunted a few times and exploded inside me. I think he came even more times than at the house viewing. I held on tight, gripping his huge rod as Robert flooded me with his seed once more. Robert didn't stop stroking me as he came. He kept pumping his thick cock into me and I just lost it. When Robert finally stopped, my body was shaking from the fucking I had just taken. Robert finished me off by keeping his cock inside me and leaning down to bite on my nipples. I cried out and had a few more small orgasms. Robert did finally get soft, and he pulled out of me. I felt like a wet rag. I could barely move. Robert got off of me and lay down next to me. We ended things with some passionate kisses.
I have extra rooms at my new house. Would you consider moving in with me?
My head was spinning. What did this rich guy want with a real estate agent? I had to be 15 years older than him.
Why do you want me?
I had to ask.
You are the best lover I have had in a long time. I thought you might be interested in me.
You know I wanted to say yes. I wanted him so bad. I told Robert that it was a big step for me and I would like to think about it some. I think he was let down, but he didn't say so. I did end up staying the night with Robert. You can guess what followed. That man was a sexual Superman. I took his cock in my mouth and made him hard again. I then mounted Robert, and he pushed me down onto his cock. Robert fed me his thick dick again and again. I lost count how many orgasms I had that night. Robert did manage to shoot more cum into my pussy. I wondered where it all came from. I woke up early the next morning and got cleaned up. I dressed and Robert showed me to the door.
Think about my offer, he said.
The only thing I had to think about was if I could take Robert's cock for a long period of time. I felt wiped out from a night's worth of lovemaking. I am now at the office and I can only think of one thing. I know Robert will be fucking me again very shortly. I just have to decide whether I move in with him or not.
Chapter 02.
A few weeks ago, I managed to sell a house to a millionaire named Robert. Along the way, we had sex twice. Robert had asked me to move in with him. I had reservations in doing so. I enjoyed my independence, and I thought Robert would have too much control over my life. I was invited to Robert's house that evening. When I got there, we went immediately to the bedroom. We stripped down, and Robert had me get on all fours for him. I placed a pillow under my head, and I soon felt Robert's mushroom invading my folds. Robert placed his hands on my hips, and he pushed into me. Robert has this 8-inch cock that makes me feel like a virgin on her first night. My pussy went into convulsions as I felt Robert going deeper inside me. I had never had a cock that size before. In a few minutes, Robert had the whole length buried inside me. God, how I moaned as he took me like I was his whore for the night. Skin was slapping skin as Robert slid into me. There was a change of pace in store for me. Robert pulled his dick out and inserted it at my ass.
Not there!
I cried out. I had never had anal before and Robert was so big. I felt his chest on my backside as he managed to feed my ass with his monster dick. Somehow Robert got the entire length past my sphincter. He started to pound my bottom. God, did it hurt. Robert did pull out, and he inserted his cock in my pussy once more. This went on for nearly an hour. My pussy and ass took Robert's snake of a cock. It felt like he was ripping me apart. Robert then gave me his love offering. I felt him explode in my pussy. The heat from his cum made me have a giant orgasm. More and more of Robert's seed flooded my tummy. This man always seemed to have so much cream to give me. Once Robert finished, he pulled out, and I fell to the bed. I felt wiped out as Robert lay down behind me. I could feel his spent cock pressing against my back.
Have you thought about moving in with me?
I hated to have our lovemaking end this way. I said I couldn't do as he asked. I needed some breathing room. This isn't what Robert wanted to hear. I guess most of these self-made millionaires like to hear the word yes. That didn't happen and I could tell he was pissed.
You might as well get dressed then, he told me.
I was shocked. Robert was throwing me out after we just had sex. I tried to say something, but Robert didn't want to hear it. He gathered up my clothes and handed them to me. I got dressed and I left his house. I felt so many emotions just then. I was mad he treated me that way. I knew this was the end of any more loving between us.
I drove home and cried. Robert had me addicted to his cock. I hated to admit that to myself. A few days had passed and I was starting to get myself under control. My boss at work said there was a get-together on Wednesday night. I was to make sure I attended. It was one of these parties where the local realtors pat each other on the back for a job well done. I hate these kind of affairs, but there was no backing out. The time came and I drove to the banquet. There were drinks beforehand and as I stood there, guess who walked in? That's right, Robert. He had a big bosom brunette on his arm. That was when our eyes met. I felt about an inch tall. Robert walked right over to me. I'm one of the speakers tonight. I'm glad to see you made it, Lana. I couldn't believe he was acting this way. A few nights ago, he threw me out of his house. He looked over to his escort and told her to take a hike. She looked none too happy, but she left. Robert told me to follow him. I should have told him to kiss my ass, but I didn't want to make a scene. We walked down the hallway and we came to a conference room. Robert opened the door, and I followed him in. Robert then locked the door behind us. I wanted a little privacy between you and me, he said to me. Who is the bimbo? I asked him. Robert just laughed. Someone who wanted a night out on the town, nothing more. I seriously doubted it, but I kept quiet. Have you missed me? He asked. I had missed him terribly, but I couldn't lower myself to say so. I have missed you, he said. Just like that, Robert unzipped his pants. Out came his dick. I just stared at that big prick for a minute. I knew exactly what he wanted. He was treating me just like the whore he rented for the night out. I am such an asshole. I was weak and I got to my knees and I took hold of his prick. Just like the first time we met, I took Robert down my throat. I hated to admit it to myself. I missed having his cock. Robert pushed into my mouth and I took him. Robert pumped his cock into me as I reached around his thighs and held on. I was gagging just like before. Robert had his head tossed back as he gave me cock. Robert's balls were hitting my chin as I managed to get down every inch of his rod. This is how it should be, Lana, he told me. I felt so cheap yet I craved his cock. He must have face-fucked me for a good 20 minutes or so. I felt Robert tense up and he sent a wave of his cream down my throat. I took everything he had to give. I swallowed his giant load of cum. I did pull away after I figured he was spent. Big globs of cum spilled down my chin. I took my fingers and gathered it up and swallowed. Once it was all over, I got to my feet. Are you happy now? I asked him. Ecstatic, he told me. Just like that, we were finished. Robert opened the door and we walked out into the hallway. I went and found a restroom so I could clean myself up. When I got back to the party, Robert and his date were arm in arm. My face got red. What a fool I had been. Robert used me and I had let him. His cock was still ruling my emotions. The evening's festivities did come to an end. We were all filing out and heading to our cars. Robert saw me and walked over to me. My offer still stands, Lana, think about it, he said. I just got into my car and drove home. When I got home, I gave my pussy a good working over. I used my biggest dildo and I pushed it into me as far as it would go. I must have orgasmed 4 or 5 times. My thoughts were totally on Robert. All I could think of was the times I gave him head and then he fucked me with his tool. I know I am getting weak and I might just taking him up on his offer. What would you do in my place? Chapter 03. This past month has been a crazy one for me. I sold a home to a billionaire named Robert. Along the way, he turned me into his cock whore. I thought I was getting over him when my boss called me into his office. I have some news, Lana, we're getting bought out. I wondered who would be interested in sinking a lot of money into this real estate office. Okay, I'll bite. Who is the new owner? I asked. When my boss told me, I nearly fainted. It was Robert, the man who I had sex with over the last couple weeks. What does he want with this business? I had to ask. My boss told me that Robert is looking to add to his real estate holdings, and what better way than to buy a business that deals with upscale property. I had other thoughts on the matter. Robert had tried to get me to move in with him. I refused and now he was going to be my big boss. I knew things were not looking up for me. The sale did go through and Robert made his first trip to his new business. When he saw me, he smiled. I hope we can get along, Lana. Robert seemed to have this power over me. It must have something to do with his big cock. I had taken his 8-inch monster in my mouth and pussy. I knew Robert would want me again. Robert had meetings with the previous owners and my current boss. When the meeting broke up, I was told to go in and see Robert. Good news, Lana, you are getting a promotion. I had no idea what Robert was talking about. He said there was a new regime change. My previous boss had been fired and I was going to replace him. I thought my head would explode. I knew Robert had something up his sleeve. I just didn't know what. The first order of business is dinner at my place tonight, 7 p.m. and be prompt, he told me. I didn't want to go. I knew what would happen, but how could I refuse? I went home and got cleaned up. I put a new dress on and drove to Robert's new mansion. I rang the bell and Robert answered. He didn't have servants to look after him. He was a private person in that regard. He ushered me in and took my coat. This was the first time I saw his new house all outfitted with new furniture. It was impressive. Let's get down to business first, and then dinner, he told me. Robert walked over and started to undress me. I tried to beg him to stop, but he wasn't listening. He undid all the buttons on my dress, and then he got my bra and undies off as well. I was standing there totally naked before Robert. Robert shed his clothes. I had forgotten how big his cock was. It had to be at least 8 inches in length, and thick as my wrist. Robert pulled me into him, and he kissed me hard on the mouth. "I have missed this," he told me. I had missed it as well, but I couldn't bring myself to tell him that. Robert had wanted me to move in with him. I had turned him down. I had been paying for it ever since. "I won't tell anyone you fucked your new boss," he said to me. Robert walked me back to his bedroom. His bed looked like the size of an aircraft carrier. He pushed me onto my back and then crawled in between my legs. Robert buried his face in my crotch. I felt his warm tongue lapping up and down my already wet folds. I was melting, and we had barely done anything together. As Robert licked me, I felt a finger slide into my pussy. Robert worked his digit in and out of me as he tongued my clitoris. He worked me up into a hot boil, and I ended up squirting all over his face. My juices sprayed Robert, but he didn't let up. I felt drained by the time he stopped fingering me. Robert reached over and got some tissues. He cleaned his face off. I saw him grip his cock and guide it to my opening. "I can't tell you how much I have missed this, Lana." With those words, Robert shoved his monster prick into my body. I know I screamed as he fed me every inch of his prick. I had forgotten how huge he felt inside my pussy. Robert didn't work up to fucking me. He went fast right from the beginning. I think he was trying to punish me for turning him down. All I could do was wrap my legs around his waist and hold on for dear life. Robert's cock was easily the biggest I had ever experienced. Robert also knew how to use it. He would circle that fat prick around inside me. He was hitting all those nerve endings as he pushed his rod in the whole way. Robert was just in his mid-20s and I was in my early 40s. What he wanted with me I could never figure out. All I knew was that he took me like I was some teenage girl. I think we must have fucked for well over an hour before Robert's body tensed up. He arched his body and then flooded me with his baby seed. I lost control of my body when I felt him gush deep into my belly. Robert didn't just spit once or twice. It felt like someone turned a hose on. His cum was so sticky and hot. I did what I could. I squeezed that giant prick and took his male cream into my body. It took us some minutes to calm down, and then Robert pulled out of me. I felt spent, but we weren't done. Robert climbed over top of my face. There was his semi-hard dick directly in front of my face. I knew exactly what he wanted me to do. I opened my mouth and Robert pushed his dick down my throat. I could taste his spunk in my juices as I tried to lick his cock clean with my tongue and lips. I know what you are thinking. I was a total whore when I was with Robert. You are probably right. I had given in to him from the first day we had met. I just hadn't moved in with him as he wanted me to. I licked up all of our spent juices and Robert pulled his dick from my mouth. "That was some fantastic sex, Lana, don't you think?" To be honest, I felt like someone had beaten me up. Little did I know we still had dinner waiting. I went to the restroom and cleaned up the best I could. We got dressed and then had dinner. After we ate and had wine, Robert told me what I was in store for. "You are going to run my real estate business during the day and then at night. You need to be available to be my sex partner." Of course I had to ask, what if I didn't want to do those things? The answer was grim. I could find another position selling cheap row homes. That was, if I could find a job. Robert would make sure that no one would hire me. If I did as he said, I was looking at a salary 5 times what I made as an agent. I would also end up being fucked by Robert's cock whenever he wanted me. I know what you are thinking. What could be so bad about a 6-figure salary and having an 8-inch cock in your pussy? I like my independence, and I would be Robert's slave. For now I agreed to what was offered. I will need to come up with a scheme to free myself from Robert. For now Robert calls on me at least 4 times a week for sex. I don't know how he does it, but when he comes it feels like he is flooding me with buckets of his seed. The days I don't see him my pussy feels raw from when I take a fucking from Robert. Right now I am home trying to recover from the fucking I just took. Robert likes to lift me up and hold me as he stands up and pumps his fat dick into me. I just hold my arms around his neck and try to control my orgasms. Robert knows how to push me over the edge with that rod of his. I will keep you informed if I manage to break free.
Chapter 04.
My name is Lana. Some months ago I sold a house to a billionaire named Robert. Since that time Robert bought out the real estate agency I worked for. I am now his employee and sex slave. At least it seems like I am a slave to Robert's cock. Whenever he needs laid I go to his home and let him take me. I haven't figured out what Robert wants with me. I am in my 40s and Robert is a dot-com billionaire in his mid-20s. Robert wanted me to move in with him, and I refused. I am thinking that he is trying to punish me for that fact. The punishment comes in the way of his long cock. Robert has to be 8 inches in length, and he knows how to use that dick. I have been close to quitting, but for some reason I keep thinking I can get free from Robert. I now run the real estate agency that Robert owns. I guess he did that to keep me in line. He knows I won't walk away from all that money. I got a call from Robert today. He told me to arrive at his house around 8 p.m. It was an order more than a request. When I rang the doorbell, Robert answered in a short bathrobe. "I'm so glad to see you tonight, Lana." Robert took my coat, and he led me back to the bedroom. This was normally how things went. We made love and then went on to business afterwards. Robert started taking my clothes off. I stood there as each piece of clothing left my body. I am still in pretty good shape. I have curves and I am a 36C cup. Robert dropped his robe to the floor. I was staring at his giant prick. Robert got me over to the bed. "I want to try something different tonight," he said. He opened a drawer and pulled out two pair of handcuffs. I didn't like how this was going to work out, but what could I do? Each of my wrists were snapped into one end of the cuffs. The other cuff got attached to a rail of the bedpost. Robert then got hold of my ankles and pushed them back to my chest. I was exposed to anything Robert wanted to do. I soon knew what we were going to try. I felt Robert press his massive cockhead to the opening of my ass.
"Not there, Robert!"
I begged him to stop. Robert just got this evil grin on his face, and he started to feed me his monster. I screamed as his thick pole invaded my ass. I never liked anal, and I had never taken a cock of this size. Robert kept pushing his rod deeper into my bottom. I thought I might faint, but he somehow got most of his prick into my tight hole. That was when the fucking began. He was sliding all 8 inches into me. I knew he was getting it all inside me because his egg sacs were touching my cheeks. What else could I do? I got into it. I begged Robert to fuck my ass as hard as he could. He did just that. He took to ramming that python into me as hard as he could. I thought he was ripping my ass apart. Maybe it was because I was so tight back there. Robert didn't last as long as he normally did when he filled my pussy. I heard his grunts as he drove deep into me one more time. Robert then unloaded his thick cum into my tight hole. It felt like he turned a hose on inside my bottom. All that sticky cum shot into my body. I have to admit, of all the times Robert fucked me, this time was the most intense. I felt totally spent after he hosed me with his hot cream. Thankfully, he undid the cuffs and let me free.
"We are going to have to try that again sometime, Lana."
I think I finally couldn't any more abuse from Robert fucking me like I was his whore. I probably had been his whore up to that point, but not any longer. I pushed his cum out onto the sheets. Robert just watched me. I gathered my clothes and got dressed.
"Where are you going?"
he asked me.
"That is the last time you touch me or fuck me with your cock,"
I told him.
"I guess you know you will be out of a job as of tomorrow,"
he said.
"I don't give a fuck. Find someone else you can abuse, not me."
With that, I got my coat on and I stormed out of Robert's house. I hopped into my car and drove home. By the time I opened my front door, I had cooled off. I realized I had just pissed away my six-figure job. So be it, I figured. I didn't want to be in real estate the rest of my life. It was long hours and no guarantee of a sale. I had some money stashed away for a rainy day. Tomorrow it would be pouring. I got into bed that night. My ass felt raw. I reached down and I felt Robert's cum still dripping from my ass. I brought some of his white froth up to my face and I looked at it. God, he had fucked me more than any other man I had ever been with. The problem was, it was all about him, never me. With that, I took my cum-stained fingers and began to rub my clit with them. Even though he fucked my ass that night, I wish I had a cock in my pussy right now. I used his cum as a lubricant, and I fingered my pussy until I brought myself off. My pussy was dripping wet with juices when I finally finished. I don't know how things will end up from now on. I know I will miss Robert's cock in me. I just won't miss him treating me like a cheap prostitute. At least I hope it all plays out that way. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.